For years, art buyers have been told the same thing.
He was an internationally acclaimed artist.
An artist based in Paris.
A celebrated Parisian sculptor.
He's collected by a lot of people in Australia and internationally.
Whose work is available in Australia through only one gallery.
His works were selling really well.
His name is
Jean-Paul Mangin.
Jean-Paul Mangin.
Jean-Paul Mangin.
Jean-Paul Mangin. Mangin. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
But as the buyers line up, workers in the gallery start to notice something unusual.
How is a commission piece being made in Paris and then arriving in the gallery like 3 days later?
They'd show up in the gallery and they'd just come in sort of bubble wrap.
And the French artist is nowhere to be found.
He's not contactable by any means.
They just literally couldn't find any presence of him online whatsoever.
Who is this artist? Show us, you know, and that's it.
From the posh suburbs of Paris.
I'm in the train to find out about this famous Jean-Paul Mangin.
To a graveyard in country Victoria.
So we're after Section S, Plot 64.
This is an investigation with one simple question. Who is Jean-Paul Mangin?
And then he said, let me just be super clear. Jean-Paul Mangin is real.
In Search of the Missing Artist, a new three-part series that investigates the strange business of making art. Coming in April. Search Background Briefing wherever you get your podcasts.